Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch with Tom Ackerman. A new law signed by President Biden last week requires China-based ByteDance to divest ownership in TikTok or face a U.S. ban. What does it all mean for millions of American users? In studio with us this morning, Julie Smith, author, speaker, and Webster University instructor. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Hi, Megan. Hi, Tom.
Hello. Give us a sense of the numbers. How many people in the United States use TikTok?
Millions. And in fact, it was one of the fastest growing apps because it came out right before the pandemic. And so everyone was on their phones with nothing else to do. And so the growth was exponential. But what I think is most interesting about TikTok is that one third of Americans under 30 consider that to be their news source. That is their main source of information. And so when the government is talking about data, I think they're missing the point. I think the real question is, why do we consider this a valid news source?
Why is TikTok so popular?
It's short attention span theater. The algorithm is so powerful that if you like one video, TikTok will make sure that you see more of the same. And TikTok and YouTube have the strongest algorithms of any of the platforms. And so I've had colleagues say that they think TikTok knows them better than their spouses do. So the whole point, right, is to keep us on as long as possible, because the longer we're online, the more money they make.
So TikTok is saying that they are not going to sell this at this point. That's what they came out with over the weekend. And they may actually challenge this law in the United States. For users that rely on this, especially maybe creators who make their living on this, what should we expect?
Well, short form video isn't going anywhere. Instagram has Reels, Facebook has Stories, Snapchat has Stories, YouTube has Shorts. Even Netflix now has little tiny videos that you can watch on the mobile version. So the short form video isn't going anywhere. So creators on TikTok could potentially become, quote unquote, creators on other platforms. We would still be exposed to junk news if TikTok goes away. But I think that the creators would probably be fine.
You mentioned YouTube has the best algorithm along with TikTok. Mm-hmm. Who else might be able to jump in there copying TikTok?
Most of the main social media platforms already have some sort of short form video, although there could be a startup. You know how Threads tried to come after Twitter or X. There could be a startup that tries to fill that gap. My concern isn't necessarily TikTok. My concern is that people think it's a valid source of information. I mean, I used to say the best thing about the internet is that anybody can put anything on there. And the worst thing about the internet is that anybody can put anything on there.
So if ByteDance does not sell and pulls out, what happens to, for example, my account on TikTok and everything that's on there?
Right. If the ban actually goes into effect, which would be not until 2025, you can keep TikTok on your phone. It would just stop updating. So after a while, if it stops updating, then it's not going to work as well, and it could have some bugs on your phone, et cetera. You could get a VPN, a virtual private network, which would make the internet think that you could be in Canada or Mexico, but you're really here in St. Louis, so you could still have access to it. You could download your data and your videos beforehand to make sure that you still have that content. And we just have to remember that short form video really isn't going anywhere.
I am kind of disturbed that the number one news source for users under 30 is TikTok.
Oh, it concerns me too, for sure. And, you know, the Chinese can already buy data from data brokers here in the United States. So I don't see why the Chinese getting our data is the big issue for our government.
So is there a way that we can leverage that when we look at, okay, how do we reach this audience that's on TikTok and may be staying there or going to other similar platforms in a year?
I would say use similar message techniques that TikTok does. So if KMOX wants to try to get users under 30, you guys need to be on any platform doing reels or stories, showing your faces. The New York Times says that Gen Z really prefers getting news from faces rather than websites. So you guys, you might need to be on camera.
That is so interesting, considering that that is the generation that does everything electronically and texting, mm-hmm. and yet there's that desire to see someone's face.
Yes, and that's, you know, and Megan, you and I have talked about that. When you follow someone online for so long, you get that parasocial relationship, right, where you feel like you know these people, and that's where the influence comes from, because when you talk to somebody every day or have someone talk to you every day and you see their faces, you feel like you know them.
So anything else that we need to be watching for as this evolves over the coming months, or, you know, any other maybe security protocols we need to put in place on our TikTok accounts?
Well, I would say the most important thing to remember is that the People's Republic of China makes sure that their kids get really good content on TikTok. TikTok will turn itself off in China after 40 minutes if you're 14 or younger, and they're shown videos of museums and science experiments and fitness. So China recognizes what a powerful tool that is, and they want their kids to have the good stuff. And when we get everything else, I think that's the real issue.
Julie Smith, always great to have you. Webster University and author and speaker. Thanks for joining us on KMOX.
You bet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.